KSIV now presents Encounter, a public service program of Bot Radio Network, dedicated to keeping you informed about the issues that affect your life. Now, here's today's Encounter broadcast.
How many of you women out there have thought about what it would be like to be a carpenter, but were afraid to try it? I mean, to have a career as a carpenter. Well, my guest, Mary Dodd, went into becoming a carpenter. Well, she couldn't really help it because she comes from a long line of carpenters. Wait till you hear her amazing story. And then she wrote the book, The Pink Tool Belt. Let's find out more about that book. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. Mary, welcome.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
You know, when I read your story and how you come from a long line of carpenters, I thought it'd be really interesting if, first of all, you take the time to share your story and then how you became a carpenter as a career. They don't call them carpentresses, do they?
No, but we should. my story is, started out young. I have two adventurous brothers, so we built lots of tree houses and dog houses and everything. But when my brothers went off to college, I became my dad's right-hand girl. So he built the home that we grew up in. So there's always lots of projects to do. And so I became his tape measure holder and flashlight holder. And he really taught me the tools of the trade and really just how to think mechanically. But my real construction started right after college. I joined up with a silo construction crew that traveled all over the United States. We would go to a farm and tear down that silo. We would move it to a new farm and then rebuild it. So that was really my first real job, and it was kind of hard to beat that.
Mary, what percentage of women are carpenters today?
You know, I think just like 2%.
2%.
Very few and far between.
Some of us do know how to hammer a nail in the wall for pictures, though, I must say. And I do know how to use a screwdriver. And I remember when I was about 10 years old, they got me this, oh my goodness, I can't remember what it's called, but you can screw it to make it, I think it's like a turning vise.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What, a vice grips. My dad got me a vice grips and showed me how to use it. And I was so excited to learn how to use the vice grips.
They're kind of fun.
Yeah. And so that's about all my carpentry experience. I do know how to rake leaves, though, and work in the yard.
Well, it's a start. It's a good start.
So how long did you work at the silo company?
I'm thinking maybe about 3 years. It was seasonal, so maybe 3 years altogether, maybe 3 summers.
And how did you meet your husband? Because he's in the carpentry trade, too.
He is. Actually, the silo crew was run by my brother-in-law, and so he lived in Pennsylvania at the time, and I was raised in Minnesota. So that construction crew, we ended up in Pennsylvania, and I met Tony there, and eventually we got married, and he eventually started a construction company, which we ran as we were growing our family. And so most of our children, we have five, most of our children have been involved in our companies.
And you have girls and boys.
I do.
Awesome.
I have 3 girls and 2 boys.
What gives you the most satisfaction about being a carpenter?
Oh, wow. You know, you can step back and look what your hands have accomplished in a day. You know, you can't say that for every job.
That's true.
But that is really rewarding when you see that, wow, you know, look what I did. That's pretty pretty awesome.
Mary Dodd is my guest, and she is one of the 2% of women who are carpenters by trade. So she took that concept and wrote the book, The Pink Tool Belt, Spiritual Remodeling for Women. Mm-hmm. Why did you write that book? Why did you call it The Pink Tool Belt?
Well, I really do have a pink tool belt. And it's got a big bedazzled M for Mary on it, too. But It's just really catchy, that Pink Tool Belt. But the reason I wrote it is because several years ago, I was just in a really, really bad place in my life. My marriage was falling apart. My children were rebelling. And I felt like, as an adult, everything that I've built, that I worked so hard to build, was falling down around me. And I was desperate and I was hopeless. And I didn't know what to do except pray. And one morning as I was praying, I heard the Holy Spirit say, "You can trust Jesus, be like him." And so that kind of, you know, it's always amazing when you believe that the Holy Spirit just gave you a little bit of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
But it baffled me because I've been a Christian since I was a little girl, and I thought I was being like Christ, you know? But when I started to really look at every single little area of my life, you know, we all have different compartments in our life, and when I looked at those areas, I realized that I really was not being like Christ in this one area, and it really was contributing to a marriage that was failing and relationships that were failing. So, you know, the first thing that I was challenged to be like Christ in was the way I served. So I asked, well, how did Christ serve? And he served, he always gave his all. He always served with a really good attitude. He even served to the point of death.
Yes, he did.
And I was like, okay, well, I know I'm not serving like that. In fact, I want people to serve me, you know? I'd rather it be turned around. But when I decided I'm going to remodel that area of my life, I'm going to tear that aspect out of my life that does not look like Christ, and I'm going to replace it with Christ-likeness. And so I started to serve my husband how he wanted to be served. And I started to serve my family and my relationships. And things started to change for me. My circumstances started to change. And then I looked at my words. Were my words Christ-like? And no, they really weren't. And they were causing a lot of unhappiness. So I remodeled that. And then I looked at my thoughts, my attitudes, the way I forgive. Did I forgive like Christ who forgave while he was hanging on the cross while they were pounding nails? He said, "Father, don't hold this against them." I know I wasn't forgiving those who hurt me like that. So I just really unpacked those areas in my life, every little thing, and I did a spiritual remodel on those areas. And so that's what the Pink Tool Belt is all about. It's coming alongside of women and showing them, helping them to look at areas of their life and show them how to tear it out and how to replace with Christ-like components. When we look like Christ, not only are the blessings profound, but then our feet are firmly planted on that path that leads to God, and we are pleasing the Father, and we just have peace. From my experience, I would have peace like I've never had before.
Because we're building a perfect construction.
Yes, we are.
Some of the titles in Mary's book, Spiritual Safety Goggles.
Mm-hmm.
I like this one, The Right Tool for the Job. Oh, boy, God, you know about that. Pull out nails on the patch that holds restitution. Follow the blueprints. These are all carpenter terms that she uses in her chapter titles for most of them. The hard hat of salvation. Yes, yes. And the shield of faith.
Yeah.
That's Mary Dodd's book. We're talking about the Pink Tool Belt. So, Mary, how can women use this book?
Well, you know, I wrote it as a devotional. So it has 70 readings, and I have 7 phases. So I'll just read a couple of the phases. The right tools, the boss and his foreman, apprenticing under the Holy Spirit, and like building through good weather and bad. Those are just a few of them. But I look at it as more of a remodeling guide that just really comes alongside women who are hurting.
And one of the other things she takes is the Beatitudes,
yes,
in Matthew, and makes them chapter titles.
Yes.
So, women, you've got a lot to look forward to in reading this book. And she and her husband are also working on a marriage guide, also designed around carpentry.
Yes.
So how can people get a copy of the Pink Tool? tool belt?
Yes. Well, you can go to my site, which is marydodd.com. And for a few more days, I'm giving some books away. So you can go there. Otherwise, I am on Amazon. I am on CBD. I'm in a lot of Christian bookstores. And also, if you go on my site, it'll do a click through to so you can buy the book as well. I would love for you to buy it, and I would love to hear from you and how it is touching your life, because I know it's touching a lot of women. I'm hearing a lot of good reports, and that's exciting.
That is exciting. Mary, in closing, give us a quick story.
In an ancient Hebrew wedding, there are the groom and the father of the groom come to the bride's home with three things: a ketubah, a new skin of wine, and a bride price. And so the bride price is how much that groom loves that woman. What value does he place on her? And the ketubah is all the promises that he's making to her. So if she accepts that bride price and agrees to the ketubah, they drink of the new wine. And then the groom goes away to prepare a home for his new bride. And that's so much like Christ. He's bought us with a price, and he's made all these promises, and now he's going away to prepare a place for us. But while he's away, this bride is learning everything she can about her new groom, how to please him. And even if he tarries, she remains faithful. That is what the pink tool belt is all about. As we wait for the return of our amazing, beautiful, and perfect, and holy bridegroom, Jesus Christ, we are learning everything that we can about him, because the pink tool belt really digs in and learns some mysterious sides of Christ that maybe we haven't heard before. And it teaches us how to be like him and remodel those areas that are not like him into things that look like him and things that will please him. And so Revelation 19:7 says, the bride has made herself ready. And that's what the pink tool belt is about, getting ready for the return of our King.
Great. Mary Dodd's been my guest, the pink tool belt. Get it today, Amazon.com, or her website, marydodd.com. I'm Judy Redlich. Mary, thanks for joining me. This is Encounter.